After a year of touring the East, the Yale puppeteers headed west to Los Angeles in a small truck they dubbed Camille, after the lead part in Alexandre Dumas' play, The Lady with the Camellias. They came up with the name because the engine of the truck died so beautifully.
They've cut down our gas ration, and as we turn in each coupon, the gas attendant's face, we note, has a very sorry droop on. We order our three gas...
Here we see them with their young neighbor, Buster Jensen, in their new home in the Hollywood Hills. They primarily performed in schools, but when summer break hit and audiences dried up, they opened a tiny makeshift theater in their own basement. They called it Club Guignol, after a character in the late 19th century French puppet show.
They're wearing their shiny shirts, which Foreman Brown called the Hollywood influence, so they were glitzing it up a little bit.
Their fame spread by word of mouth, and their audiences soon included silent film stars like Colleen Moore and Theda Bara. It was their first brush with Hollywood luminaries, and Harry immediately started making puppets of them. In this publicity shot, they show off some of their celebrity marionettes. The one on the far right, dressed in white, represents the Pentecostal evangelist Amy Semple McPherson, who is then raising spirits in her Angelus Temple in Echo Park, one of the first megachurches in the country.
A notion that all canny Scots will give a loud hooray for, since nature's giving them a ride that they don't have to pay for.